Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are talking with Kyle France of the LSED. Now that the organization formerly known as the Baby Cakes has officially announced themselves last fall as the Wichita Wind Surge, does this finally free things up to pursue a new baseball team for the Shrine?
Well, it does, Chris, but you know, I don't know whether it's baseball or we have rugby that is going to be playing there. The NOLA Gold will be playing in that facility this season, or soccer, but we're looking maybe toward a more multi-use of that venue. Whether baseball plays a role in that or not remains to be seen. But the Baby Cakes are out. Their lease has been terminated, so we're able to go out to the market and see what else we can attract to that venue.
It's not likely that there'd be baseball this year at the Shrine, is there?
I don't envision that, no, Chris. I mean, there's some things that we need to do inside that facility in the meantime. And while we're doing some of those things, we will be talking to the various sports such as soccer, possibly baseball. And as I said, we have now the NOLA Gold is signed up for this season as well.
You mentioned going a little more multi-purpose with that stadium, what with the rugby team there, and if you were to bring baseball back, would that mean significant changes to the stadium or the field?
It depends on what we end up falling on relative to the use of the venue. Obviously, the more use that we get out of the venue, the more capital we'll be able to invest into the stadium. And so that all remains to be seen. But I think we're very excited as a board and as a state that hopefully now we could really maximize the potential of that facility with various uses for the folks in the area to come to and enjoy.
I know you've had concerts there, and I think, am I mistaken, did y'all have some prep football there?
We did, and that's all a part of what we're looking at is really expanding the scope of the possibilities for use there. I mean, right now we're talking to a few groups about using the parking lot area for, for various events. I think Circus Olay is one of the groups that's coming in and is going to do an event on the parking lot with tents and those kinds of things. So, it's I think it's very promising. I think we're excited about the possibilities of bringing tax dollars to Jefferson Parish and to the state of Louisiana by maximizing the use of this facility.
All right, looking forward to see what's coming. Do you have any concerts on the schedule at the time?
Nothing yet. But we do have the Circus Olay that's booked. I don't know the exact date of that. We also have the NOLA Gold prepping for their season. And there are a couple other flat shows, so to speak, that'll be using a parking lot that we've got booked now. So it's exciting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.